Slowly get ready for the practice of Yoga Nidra. Lie down in Shavasana with your feet apart, about 1.5 feet wide. Your hands slightly away from the body but next to the body, stretched out. The head rested, lying down flat. Make sure that the entire body is able to relax in this practice. Stretching the legs out of the hip sockets and the hands out of the shoulder sockets. Give space for every joint in the body to thoroughly relax. Making sure that the back side of the neck stretches out gently. Bringing your chin slightly close to the chest. If you feel that there is an exaggerated curve in your lower back, bring both the legs back closer to the buttocks. Lift your hip and drop the upper, middle and lower back down on the floor so that the spine can rest flat on the floor. And once you feel comfortable, very slowly stretch both the legs out and let your legs flop to either side. Now noticing the smaller joints, make sure your toes are relaxed. Let the hands, the fingers be curled naturally as though you're not putting any effort into holding the hands. The jaws loosened up. And now slowly, very gently, close your eyes without any force on the eyelids. The lips very gently closed against each other. And for the next couple of breaths, take nice deep inhalations and exhalations. And with each exhalation, allow the entire body to fall down, to drop down onto the floor. As though you're no longer holding the body up in any way, allow yourself to completely fall down onto the floor, letting go of the weight of the body, letting go of any excessive thoughts that you may have. And as you do that, allowing yourself to relax, to become comfortable in the practice of Shavasana, and slowly get ready for the practice of Yoga Nidra.
And now slowly become aware of all of the sounds that you can hear. You're hearing like a radar, seeking out different sounds around you. But you're not really interested in where the sound is coming from or what is causing the sound. You're listening to the sound, staying with it for a couple of breaths, and then moving on to the next. Rapidly shifting between sounds, but noticing every sound that is around you. Keep shifting from sound to sound, starting with the most distant sound that you can hear, the faintest sound. And slowly work your way towards closer sounds, like you're zooming into the sounds just around you, the sounds on the road, the sounds inside your building, the sounds inside your room, the sounds just around you. And now the sounds inside you. It could be your heartbeat, it could be your breath, but the sounds inside you. We now start the practice of Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is a practice of active listening while the body is completely passive. It is a practice where as you start getting more and more relaxed, you may feel sleepy or you may drift off into your own thoughts. And whenever you notice either of these happening, find a way back to my voice and continue to listen to instructions and follow them. We now take a sankalpa. A sankalpa is a resolve that goes very, very deep in the practice of Yoga Nidra. A sankalpa is generally something that we deeply want from deep within our hearts to inculcate in our lives. If you already have a sankalpa, then go ahead, repeat it in your mind 3 times. But if you're not very sure about what to take as your sankalpa, just keep figuring out what you truly, deeply want from within. And then, in a language of your choice, recover sankalpa with a simple sentence, a positive sentence that you can repeat. Repeat your sankalpa 3 times. And slowly become aware of your entire body. Now I'm going to call out different body parts. And as you follow the instructions, become aware of each body part. Find that body part in your mind and relax that body part before moving on to the next. Starting with the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger. Try not to move these parts, just passively relax it as a mental instruction. Ring finger, little finger, the palm of the right hand, behind the palm, wrist, forearm, elbow, arm, and shoulder. The right armpit, the right side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, and ankle. The right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the fifth toe. All the toes of the right foot, the ball of the right foot, the arch of the right foot, the right heel, the entire right foot, the entire right leg, the right side of the torso, the entire right hand, the entire right side of the body. Scan the entire right side of the body and relax the entire right side of the body. Becoming aware of the left side of the body. Left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the left palm, behind the palm, wrist, forearm, elbow, arm, and shoulder, the left armpit, the left side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the fifth toe. All of the toes on the left foot, the ball of the left foot, the arch of the left foot, the left heel, the entire left foot, the entire left leg, the left side of the torso, the entire left hand, the entire left side of the body, the entire left side of the body, and the entire left side of the body. Now scan the right and the left sides of the body. Become aware of the right and the left sides of the body. Relax the right and the left sides of the body. Now slowly shifting your awareness to the back side of the body. The right and the left heel, calf, behind the knee, the hamstrings, the hip and buttocks, the lower back, mid back, upper back, the entire back, the shoulder blades, the top of the shoulders, the back side of the neck, the entire spine from the sacrum to the neck, the back side of the head, the entire back side of the body. Now the top of the head, the forehead, the eyebrows, the eyes, the right eye, the left eye, both the eyes, the eyebrow center, the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose, the right nostril, the left nostril, both the nostrils, the entire nose, the right cheek, the left cheek, both the cheeks, the right ear, the left ear, both the ears, the upper jaw, the lower jaw, the upper lip, the lower lip, the floor of the mouth, the roof of the mouth, the base of the tongue, the tip of the tongue, the entire mouth cavity, the chin, the entire face. Relax the entire face. Relax the entire face. The front part of the neck. The shoulders. The front part of the chest around the neck. The lower chest. The abdomen. The pelvis, the entire front part of the body. Now rapidly scanning different parts of the body, the right side, the left side, the back side, the front side, the upper part above the navel to the head, the lower part below the navel to the head, the left side, right side, front side, back side, lower part, the upper part, the entire body. Relax the entire body. Relax the entire body. And become aware of the entire body. Become aware of the entire body. Now slowly allow the body to fade into the background as you become highly sensitive to your breath. You're not really controlling the breath in any way, just like you did not control the body. You're simply watching, becoming aware, and allowing the breath to naturally move in and out by itself. Regular, natural breath. Noticing the different parts of your breathing system that you use for this process of breathing. Starting at the nose tip, notice the nostrils and slowly follow the path that the breath takes to reach the lowest part inside the body. As you inhale, and slowly follow its way back up, and then down the nostril as you exhale. Following the regular path of breath, the route that the breath takes. As the breath goes up the nostril and reaches the eyebrow center, it starts to go down towards the torso. So visualize that there is a hollow pipe between the eyebrow center and the navel. And each time you inhale, you're breathing down into the pipe, up to the navel. And each time you exhale, the breath goes from the navel up to the eyebrow center and then out the nostril. Watching this hollow tube between the eyebrow center and the navel, and continuously noticing the breath, noticing the interplay of the inhalation and the exhalation along this pipe. Do not sleep. If you feel like you're drifting, come back to the breath, come back to the pipe between the nostril and the navel. I'm sorry, the eyebrow center and the navel. Now slowly, as we start becoming more aware of the inhalations and the exhalations, let us notice the sound that the breath makes as it moves down the spine to the navel and up the spine to the eyebrow center. Now slowly we're going to chant a mantra each time we inhale and each time we exhale. As we inhale from the eyebrow center to the navel, chant so. And as you exhale from the navel to the eyebrow center, chant hum. Inhaling so, exhaling hum. This is a mental chant. Chant as loudly as you can, as you inhale and as you exhale within your mind. Inhale so, exhale hum. And now we're going to do this 10 times counting backward. As you breathe, you're aware of your nostrils, you're aware of the chant, and you're aware of the count. If you lose count in between, that's okay. Restart at 10. Keep noticing this channel between the eyebrow center and the navel. Now, very slowly return to this channel between the eyebrow center and the navel. Continue to chant, but you can stop counting now. Now, slowly with the next exhalation, become aware of your eyebrow center. The space between the eyebrows. This is also understood as a space in front of your closed eyes, which is generally dark, which is generally endless. And in this space, recall your sankalpa, the mental resolve that we started the practice with. Visualize the sankalpa as letters in the space and then read it out 3 times with the same feeling that you took the sankalpa in the first place. Repeat the sankalpa in your mind 3 times. Slowly become aware of your regular, natural breath. Back to the channel between the navel and the eyebrow center. And now slowly become aware of the entire root, all the way up to the nostril. Now bring your awareness back to the whole body. Feel the weight of the entire body on the floor. Remember that you're lying down doing the practice of Yoga Nidra. Visualize the entire body lying down on the floor. And in that visualization, see if you can remember the color of your mat, the color of your clothes, the things outside, around you in the room outside. Slowly opening yourself up to the world outside. Start listening to the sounds outside. But this time, actually paying attention to the sounds. The sound of the rain, the sound of people talking, the sound of vehicles moving. Start noticing these sounds. And slowly bring your awareness back to the whole body. Getting ready to break the monotony of the body. break the stillness of the body. Take the time to prepare to move. And when you feel ready, make gentle movements. Move your fingers, move your toes. Keeping your eyes closed throughout. Stretch your whole body. You can take your hands above the head, put your feet together, and stretch your hands and legs. Open up. And slowly turn to the right, curl yourself. Taking some time there, you can use your hand as a support. If you've already sat up, it's okay. And when you feel ready, sit up to a comfortable posture, keeping your eyes closed. Let's end today's Yoga Nidra practice by bringing the hands to the heart. Chin down to the chest. Take a minute to give away this entire practice to the whole world. Let the whole world benefit from what we did today. Rub your palms, create a lot of heat. And then slowly put it to your eyes, your face. Now, look into your palms, blink your eyes open. And that's the end of practice.